Laugh a while, let a song be your style, use Fitch shampoo. Don't despair, use your head, save your hair, use Fitch shampoo.
The F.W. Fitch Company, makers of Fitch's saponified coconut oil shampoo and Fitch's ideal hair tonic, proudly presents radio's famous home folks, Vic and Sage.
KMA 907, Sacramento Police. Unit 99, are you in the clear?
Unit 99 to KMA 907. Unit 99, Sergeant Meredith, 909, in service, on the air.
Tonight, you will be an ear witness as a guided missile soars 270 miles high in one of the most unusual recordings ever broadcast. On Hear It Now with Edwin R. Murrow and the voices of President Harry Truman, General James Van Fleet, Senator Charles Toby, the Duke of Windsor, Senator Robert Taft, and more than 40 other men and women in the news in the 24th performance of CBS's Document for Ear, presented tonight and every week at this time.
Ladies and gentlemen, the secret word tonight is tree, T-R-E-E.
Really?
You bet your life.
Thank you, and greetings from Hollywood, ladies and gentlemen. This is your host, C.P. McGregor, welcoming you to this next half hour. Our star this week is Benny Rubin, who takes the role of the fighter in our play, Citizen Tommy Connecticut.
Good evening, this is Walter O'Keefe. Tonight, Nightline brings you an hour-long biography and sound of one of the most extraordinary men of this age, the 26th President of the United States, Theodore Roosevelt. It was said of T.R. that he was a many-sided man, and every side was like an electric battery. To tell you of some of those many sides will be friends, relatives, and acquaintances of the great Rough Rider.
The big story. The story you're about to hear actually happened. It happened in Elkhorn, Wisconsin. It's authentic and is offered as a tribute to the men and women of the great American newspapers.
From the campuses of Duke University in Durham, North Carolina, and Colgate University in Hamilton, New York, the National Broadcasting Company, in cooperation with Good Housekeeping Magazine, presents the transcribed College Quiz Bowl.
Well, hiya, gang. Now pull up an ear and sit down for a super-duper command performance. Yes, sir, one solid hunk of solid stuff dedicated to Army Day, and answering many of the requests you've sent into Command Performance, Los Angeles, USA. Here to get things going is one of the most requested requestees you requesters have requested. So many requests have come from you requesters requesting this... I know, I got myself into something. You know who I mean. Here he is, Bob Hope.
Your local Purina dealer, the man who sells checkerboard poultry and livestock chows, takes you now to the Checkerboard Fun Fest with Eddie Arnold and the Tennessee Plowboys, the Cackle Sisters, the Old Hickory Singers, and that teller of tall tales, Rod Brasfield. Now here's Eddie Arnold.
Kraft Music Hall with Bing Crosby, Eddie Duchin, John Scott Trotter and his orchestra and chorus, the Charioteers, and Bing's special guests, vivacious Georgia Gibbs and loquacious Frank Morgan. And here, with something brand new called Sioux City Sue, are Crosby and Trotteroo. Oh.
The makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum invite you to enjoy Life, Life with Luigi, a comedy show created by Cy Howard, directed by Mack Benoff, and starring that celebrated actor, Mr. J. Carroll Nash, with Alan Reed as Pasquale.
This is Ken Carpenter welcoming you to Philco Radio Time, produced and transcribed in Hollywood with John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, Judd Collins with the Mayors, and Bing's guests, Johnny Mercer and Rhonda Fleming.
And now, a tale well calculated to keep you in suspense.
Can the devil really take possession of the mind of man?